Blog Talk Radio.
Captured these beautiful pieces of azurite,
on Vasiva, the chalcopyrite, the peacock wort, and also the got some chrysocolla and some malachite, all on host rock. Beautiful. Just the tailings from the copper mine. I mean, what we did was we went to the mine and walked around their tailings piles. Now, you can do this because it's on public road, and that's where we went. It was on BLM land, which is the Bureau of Land Management. So we ended up pouring through the tailings piles. I can't help it. I'm distracted. There's such beautiful scenery everywhere we look. So, Ms. Tina, do we have any callers?
You have got a full crew, ma'am. Everybody's wanting to talk to you.
Well, excellent. Let's get on it, because I'll talk forever about how gorgeous it is here.
All right.
I'd like
first,
to speak to some of our listeners.
All right. First, we've got area code 510.
Okay, 510. You're live and on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I'm hanging in there. How about you?
Oh, I'm just doing perfectly well. I'm higher than I've ever been in my life, in all honesty, being at about close to 11,000 feet.
That's good.
Yeah, it's really awesome. Honest, it's awesome. It's just totally awesome. I've never been in Colorado, so this is a brand new deal for me. So how can we help you today?
I wanted to call and ask about my love life.
Wow.
You see anything positive or anything going on, I just stepped away from a situation that I really hoped would work out, but it doesn't look like it will. I'm kind of, going through those stages of grief about that and trying to come to terms with that and accept it for what it is.
Yeah, gee, I'm really sorry that you're hurting, because I see a bright light all around you. So there's a lot of pinks and a lot of greens around you, dear. So that's telling me that there's a lot of pure love and there's a lot of healing going on. So actually, your higher self is showering you with this radiating pink light that is giving love back to you. You evidently put a lot into the relationship and didn't get back enough. So your higher self is taking over, and it's showering you with love and light. And that's the vision that I get when I hear your beautiful voice.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, the person that you were in a relationship with, they were younger than you?
No, much older. I'm 11 years younger than him.
Okay, okay, so he's older, but I get that he is spiritually younger than you, not ready to make up his mind, not ready to, there's a lot of fear around him, but don't take that to heart. Don't wear the cloak of your partner's or your former partner's fear. That fear is not for you. He's got to work that out, and that's not up to you to work that out for him. You can't be his mommy. I'm sorry.
Right.
I don't mean to be negative, but, I mean, you can't help it because, he seems to be a really nice guy.
Yeah, he is. He just will not commit.
No, he will not commit, I know. But, that's only fear. You know what? If you want to have a relationship with him, continue a relationship with him, forget about the commitment. It doesn't mean anything. It really doesn't. He'd be committed anyway. I don't see him being a runaround. I think he's just afraid. He's been burned really bad. But the feelings around him, there's still a lot of pink around him. So I feel that there's still love there between you.
I do love him. I just would like something more. So I don't want to be introduced as a friend.
Right. I got you. I understand.
Do you see it as something positive? Like if we did continue without a title, do you see that as something lasting or worth it?
Yes, I do. I see that it's worth it. With or without a title, I see it as worth it.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I do. I hope that helps you. It does help,
and I appreciate it. I actually feel so much better talking to you. You have really great energy.
I'm
going to go eat something.
Good. I mean, I'm super powered up now. I'm up, let's see, how many thousand? We're at 97,009 feet.
9,700 feet.
Too high.
That's great.
Isn't it great? I love Colorado. Well, thank you for calling in on the Metaphysical Edge. I love you.
Thank you.
Bye. Okay, dear. Thank you for calling us. Well, that was wonderful, Miss Tina. Thank you.
All right. If you're ready for the calls, I'll throw them at you, ma'am.
Go on, girl. Just whip
right. We got area code. We've got area code 617. You're on air.
Hello.
Hello, 617. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Good. I've been to Colorado, and it is absolutely breathtakingly beautiful.
I've never seen anything like it in my life. Honestly.
It's absolutely gorgeous. It's beautiful to swim in a pool with snow around you, but the pool is warm from the hot springs.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. We went to Pagosa Springs too.
Yes.
And it was just marvelous.
Yeah.
And if you were to see what we're looking at right now, you probably feel like I feel.
Yes.
Let's go slow. There's a sheer drop along the driver's side of this.
Oh, are you coming down the mountain?
We're going up.
Oh, you're going up. Yes.
Yeah,
that scared the living daylights out of me.
Yeah,
there are no railings, right? There's no
railings.
Yes.
No railings.
Been there. Yes.
And it's just incredible. Yesterday we experienced the mudslide and we're stuck on the road for about 2 hours.
Oh, no.
But I've never seen anybody clear a mudslide. Remember how fast this Crazy Dave's name was? God bless you, Crazy Dave. In Silverton, Colorado.
That's where we went. That's where we stayed briefly, yes. Because we were going, we were coming down the mountain, and I'm thinking, wow, this is really, there are no railings.
Awesome. Yeah, it's awesome. So I'm giving mile high readings today.
Nice, nice.
Yeah.
Well, my question is in regards to I'm assuming that a lot of things are coming up inside of me to be healed. And, you know, I feel like I'm on an emotional roller coaster. There are times when I'm crying, and there are times where I'm just angry.
Right.
And I'm trying to deal with it as best as I can.
Right.
And I still want to know, and I want to know, are these emotions coming up because of it's time to heal them or what? They seem to happen usually around the time in which I'm having a visit with my mother.
Right. So there's a lot of past life and this life healing that's going on.
Yeah.
Seems to me that you are really... It seems that this comes up every once in a while, every cycle, like 7 or 8 years or so, maybe.
Yes.
It's your cycle, and it seems that it comes up, and it will continue to come up because it's a pattern that hasn't been broken. But don't let that scare you. That's exactly what you're doing this lifetime.
Okay.
You are doing it this lifetime. You are clearing out all the old, and you're bringing in all the new, and that's going to be a wonderful thing for you.
Okay. Okay.
Clearing out the old, bringing in the new. Mother and you have gone around quite a few lifetimes.
Oh, yes.
And you've worn different hats. You were siblings in one lifetime, and another lifetime you were the mom, she was the child. There's been a lot of energy being passed back and forth between you.
Yes.
And what the good thing is that she's also healing, too.
Okay. Okay.
So the two of you are really doing your job. Don't worry about the tears.
Okay.
Consider the tears a catharsis. They're healing tears, dear.
Okay.
They're healing.
Now, what about the anger? What about the anger that comes up?
Well, when the anger comes up like that, that's just like like when you're like if you turn, you put the gas on a pressure cooker and it hits all the way up, you either turn the gas down or the top blows off.
Okay.
So
that's true.
You don't want the top to blow off. You want to channel the energy, you know.
Yes.
Channel that anger out and channel it out by doing something physical if you can.
I do a lot of dancing. When this happens, I turn on the music and do a lot of dancing. I find that when I'm dancing and when I'm sweating and just moving, it helps me so much. Hello?
All right, hold on. We're going to try to get her back up on.
Okay.
Sorry, she's in motion, guys. I'm going to do the best I can. She's going to have to call back in. But you know what? That's very rewarding. And I'm going to tell you what, beautiful advice. I mean that. Oh, my golly.
Yeah.
We are just, she got knocked off, y'all. Oh, my golly. You know what we'll do? I'm just going to keep you right there. And I'm going to go to a commercial break and see if she can recover, okay?
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for your patience, everybody out there. But I'm going to tell you, she's got a bunch of callers. So let's give her a chance to. I don't even know if she can call back into the show. There's so many callers. Hold on. We're going to go to a real quick commercial break, and we'll be right back, everybody. This is the Metaphysical Edge.
We're open for business. The Greater Good Ministries Book and Gift Shop is now open for business, featuring metaphysical and uplifting books from your favorite authors, such as Doreen Virtue, Wayne Dyer, Michael Edward Owens. We've added handcrafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, pendants, earrings, and bracelets, and now have an exclusive selection of crystals, rocks, and stones for your metaphysical toolbox. Take a look at our hand-dug Arkansas crystals, imported Brazilian crystals, Tibetan crystals, and Reiki healing stones. All of our rocks, crystals, and stones have been Reiki infused, blessed, and cleared, ready for use. You can reserve your copy of Crystal Healing 2012 and Beyond, Reverend B's new book, A Comprehensive Guide of Rocks, Crystals, and Stones for the New Age. Visit ggmradio.com. and click Bookshop in the menu bar. That's ggmradio.com.
All right. We still got the caller online?
Yes.
I'd like for you to talk with, have you ever heard of Dr. Gregory Scott?
Oh, yes.
All right. He's online. And he would love to have a few words with you if you're open to that.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you.
All right.
Oh,
let's do that while
I
try to recover. Go ahead,
Thank
doctor.
You.
Hold on. I got to pull him up. All right, doctor, you're on air.
Hello. This is Gregory Scott. I was just listening.
Hi, Dr.
And I said to Tina by way of Facebook, this is a healing opportunity. So what I'd like to do is give you a moment while we're waiting for B to come back on.
Yes.
To walk you through the universal healing sequence. And
okay.
If somebody asks me, you know, how do you do this? Well, it's on God's authority, and it's the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The ultimate healer. So basically what you want to do is ask divine Holy Spirit to completely fill you and remove from you. And I'm saying we're asking. You and I are both asking. I'm kind of helping you out here.
Yes.
Asking that you be filled completely with divine Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And that it remove from you anything that is an obstacle to your spiritual growth, and certainly
Amen.
Anger and despair and all that would
yes.
be it. So now what we'll do is just walk through getting asking that spirit, or at least noting that what has happened then, spirit is removed from you, any agreement that's been made that's bringing about this kind of interference in your spiritual progress.
Amen.
We're asking that spirit remove from you any aspect of any beliefs that you may be holding that also is interfering with your spiritual progress, health, wellness, and prosperity. Get a little bit of that in there. And then last,
yeah.
then the next thing is if there are any entities, sometimes they're anger entities that feed off of emotional upset.
Yeah.
And so we'll ask if there's any entities, interferences, elementals, personality challenges that are interfering and bringing this about. And we ask that those be removed. And then lastly, secondly, we ask that if you have any connections to anyone that's bringing into you emotional or negative energy, sometimes friends who think that they have your best wishes at heart sometimes will be pumping disagreement. And I'm not picking on any of your friends. I'm just saying it comes sometimes from other places.
Absolutely.
So in connection with that, then, we once again ask that any and all energy that's in you that is not consistent with your desire for spiritual progress, health and wellness, that those energies now be removed and be replaced fully and completely with divine healing energy, including also any energies from previous lifetimes that may be interfering as well. So we ask that all that be cleared up and be replaced with the peace and love and grace, which is naturally you.
Amen. Amen.
So how are you experiencing yourself now? Tell you what.
A lightness.
You want to have a little fun? We'll have a little fun. Here's what I want you to do.
Okay.
As hard as you try to force yourself to have an angry thought.
Oh, boy.
Can't even get there, can you?
No.
Can't even get
I
there.
I can't. I can't even go to what had got me angry in the first place.
That's wonderful.
I can think about it, but there's no energy. There's no attachment.
There you go.
There's
so
no
you're real clear because you are who you are. We've got to give it extra benefit. And this right now instant, this is called soul healing. And what that really means is soul is not healed. What is separated, what's really healed and removed is anything that separates you from your pure spiritual identity.
Yes.
So if you accept that, then it is done.
Yes, I accept that, yes.
Okay, so as Tina says, just take a breath. And see who you really are.
Yes.
Be who you are. So how are you experiencing yourself now?
I am made in the image of my Father.
Yes, you are.
And I have to remember that.
Yeah.
I am made in the image of my Father.
And I'm going to do you a little
no
bit.
Lack.
I'm going to do you better than that. You ready to have something a little bit better than that?
Oh, yes.
Then hold still.
Okay.
Now you know you are. You don't have to remember it. You just are. Did you get it?
Yes. Yes. Amen.
We'll have a little fun with Tina. Tina, what did you see there?
Wow.
I'm crying.
And Tina, where's your tissue? Tina always cries when we do this.
I'm crying. I can't help it. It's beautiful. You know, when things like this occur, when it does occur, it's not called a thing. It's called divine. It is such a beautiful thing.
Amen. Amen.
So you got it. And I'm going to give you one other little boost. This happened for another caller. Anyway, what happens is you're at the height of your spiritual advance, and this is where most people wind up stopping because quite often they don't wind up, you know, being in conversations we are with someone who's been given this particular gift. Tina keeps saying it's a gift. It is a gift because it was given to me. I certainly didn't earn it. If I did, I didn't know how I did it. When I look back at the mess I've been through, but we won't go there. So, anyway, so where you are right now, you are at the borders of the kingdom of heaven.
Oh,
you're right there. You're standing in front of the gate. Would you like to enter the kingdom of heaven? And by the way, you still get to live. Okay. The door swings open.
Mm-hmm.
Take a breath. And come on into the kingdom.
Wow.
So welcome home there.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Now, the favor you can do me and Miss Tina, because we're just starting this instant healing thing, which is what this is if you get on Facebook and then search Universal Healer, if you can just write a little paragraph that describes this brief experience we had, and was 4 or 5 minutes max,
Oh, absolutely.
And that'll let people have some confidence in the half-hour system.
Absolutely.
And we did all this in, what, 3 or 4 minutes?
Yes.
And you can imagine what a half hour would do, huh?
Yes. I can imagine what an hour would do.
An hour, we might have to get a box to carry you out of there.
I know.
But at any rate, so Universal Healer, you get on Facebook. If you want a half hour session or something like that, an hour session, you would be about three kingdoms above the kingdom.
Absolutely.
I don't know how many people are ready for that. Tina's had it. Tina's had 10 kingdoms above the kingdom. I'd like to ask why she's so good, but she was good when I walked in the door.
Oh.
So well, thanks for calling in, and I look forward to reading your little
you.
Statement, testimonial.
Thank you. Many, many blessings.
Hopefully,
thank
you know
Tina.
What I'd like to do is, oh, what a blessing. I felt the blessing today, and it just makes me prouder and prouder to do the work I do with Greater Good Ministry Radio.
Amen.
And Dr. Gregory Scott. But all thanks
Amen.
Go to Barbara today. I don't know where she went. The callers, there's so many callers calling in for services today.
Well, let's just go ahead and do our thing.
You know what? I'm going to get off.
She'll come back in.
I'm going to get off because and have other callers come in and experience this. I don't want to get greedy. I want to have other callers experience this because it's absolutely beautiful. It truly is. It truly is. Now I'm starting to get emotional.
We're going to let you off in a thing where you give something I give Tina every time we talk, and that is a big, energetic God power hug. So that ought to make your day. Take care, girl.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you, Dr. Gregory.
Bless.
Thank you, Tina.
Thank you.
God
thank you for calling in.
Well,
all righty. Bye-bye.
All right. Okay. We are going to try. I don't know where B is. She's in. I don't know.
Well, something just came
is,
in. Was that B? No, I don't know. Anyway, just keep doing it. Just keep doing what you do.
All right. Go to the bottom of the caller. This is a Skype caller, I do believe. Who are we talking to, please? We just have a listener. All right. All right. We'll put them back on mute, and we're going to come up. And I'm just going to go through the line. Area code 609, you're on air.
Hello. Sorry, lost my voice for a second. Hello.
Hi, this is Tina Marie. How you doing today?
Oh, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. I apologize if you were calling in for Barbara. She's up in the mountains.
That's okay. This is actually my first time actually on the show, so I'm not familiar really with any of you. So it's okay.
All right. What is it you're seeking today?
I guess I'm seeking direction. I'm going through a health issue and just trying to find my way, kind of at my lowest point, but I kind of feel like there's a reason for it. I've been seeking spiritual teachers and just really feeling like that's where I need to be.
All right, sweetheart. Can I have your date of birth real quick?
Sure, it's 5/1/69.
All right, the lower quadrant of your body is going to be okay, all right? Let's get that out of the way. You're going to be fine.
Okay.
Yeah, that concern there, you just go ahead and put that to rest. You know, if at any given time, though, you feel discomfort and you want to go to a doctor, please do. I'm not a doctor. I'm just trying to pick up on the energy, and that was the first thing that came to me was the lower part and your emotions too, honey.
Yeah.
So,
can I tell you what it is? Okay, because, I mean, I've already been diagnosed. No, don't tell you. Okay.
Right. Yeah, don't tell me. Please don't. You know, this way it's not out there. There's no reason for
sure.
it to be out there. You know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Here you go. See, I had your back, didn't I? Ha ha. I got your back, darling. Are you wanting to, hold on, there's more. Oh, my gosh, you've got so many questions in your head right now, it isn't even real. Are you okay?
I mean, I feel like I'm getting clear, you know. I feel like I'm trying to get past the junk that's, like, holding me back. Like, I don't know. I've come to the feeling that the illness that I have, that I don't even feel sick. It's just, you know, they told me, hey, you have this. And, you know, like there's a reason for it.
Playing with you. They're psychologically playing with you. But I'm going to tell you, you are a whole lot, you are very tough. And you're the only one that can pull yourself up. You can go to, I'm being honest. Pull yourself up and get yourself in a place where you are at a position to where you want to be washed clean. And then you're going to walk on, and you're a lot of this will just melt away. You're going to have
okay.
to find your strength. You are. Would you like to talk with the bishop today?
Sure.
Are you open to it?
Yes.
Well, see, it's not a talking, because Tina does all the talking. I don't do the talking. What I'm actually involved with is sharing universal healing, and I suspect, based on what you said and also what Tina said, that some of the work that the universal healing system does might be of benefit to you. But like Tina says, you have to be at a point where you are willing to accept divine healing energy. It's not me personally. I'm not looking for followers, students, chelas, any of that. It's just about my spiritual mission is just to share this energy with people who share this God power with people who are willing to receive it. So are you up for that?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Well, what happens is that as soon as we began the conversation, you may have noticed it. I don't know. Some people do, some don't. Then it's like the heavens open up and there's a deluge of spiritual energy. In your case, not only is it coming down from above you, but it also is coming from within you. The idea being that all of us are completely filled, which all of the spiritual teachers tell us, with this divine healing energy. You know, we're told we're sparks of God and on and on. The question is, why is it's not realized? Why is there illness? Why is there disease and so forth? Well, the problem is that something interferes with our wellness. Something interferes with our spiritual progress. And the whole purpose of universal healing is simply to eliminate, to help you notice that the blockages are being eliminated and that you're being reconnected with your core wellness and spirituality. So there we go. That's my little speech of the day. So having said that, then, I'll start off right now and just ask you, how are you experiencing yourself right now? And I'll ask you the same question when I finish.
I feel just, okay.
Okay, okay is good. Okay is good. Are you standing up or sitting down?
Are you
sitting lying? Standing is not preferred.
I'm sitting Indian style on my bed.
Oh, well, that's good. I mean, the point is sometimes this energy can be so strong that it might, you know, cause you to lose your balance.
All over. Okay.
So if you lose your balance now, you'll just roll over on the bed, so that's okay. All right, so I'm just going to go down a list. It doesn't necessarily happen in this order because it all happens instantaneously. One thing I want to mention is that any contracts or agreements that anyone has made by you on your behalf in this lifetime, any other, the contract, if you agree with this, is eliminating. If it's a contract that's interfering with your spiritual growth, health, and wellness, it's eliminated. So mentally, you know, it helps to, you know, you don't say it out loud, but mentally, it helps if you just simply say yes. Oh, that's okay with me. You know, whatever indicates assent. The next one is, if you have any that I want to mention, is if you have any beliefs that are interfering or affecting you health-wise, your wealth, your personal prosperity, your level of clarity, if there are any beliefs that have any energies associated with them that are interfering, then we ask at this moment, or we acknowledge that they are removed. Now, you still believe whatever you choose. It's just that whatever the downside of the belief is that's controlling you or interfering with you, that's gone. And if you have any intelligences, thought forms, that are interfering with your health and wellness in this moment, then they also are removed. And we just want to note that they're gone. And if you agree with that, just mentally say, yeah, that's great. It's gone. Goodbye. And they're relocated into another dimension so that they don't come back and re-inhabit your situation. If you're connected to anyone who is acting as a source of interfering energy, thoughts, and so forth, then everything that is not of light and love, we expect that to be completely neutralized. And your entire energy field, once again, we want to reassert that, is completely cleared of any and all interfering energies. We want that to happen as well. And then the next thing we'll go to is if there are any energies from any previous lifetimes that are, and even in this lifetime, that are interfering with your health and wellness. Some traditions, they call that karma. The power of spirit then eliminates that and replaces it with divine God energy and installs that on all your incarnations, any other lifetime, including this one as well. So we'll just pause just for a moment and ask you, you know, what are you noticing, if anything? How are you experiencing yourself?
I feel fine.
Sounds a little weepy. Is that you, Tina?
No, it's not me this time. I'm just letting you do your thing. I had to just kind of back off a little bit here. It's beautiful, beautiful. And with the strength of all of this, she'll feel better. She'll feel better.
Sounds a little weepy. I wonder who is that? It's not me. Is that you, young lady?
No, there's just some distraction here, so it's hard to focus.
I see, good. Well, very good. So that's the universal healing system, and I want to thank you for allowing me to share it with you. And so, very good. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. All right, let's pop over here. And you know what we're going to do, Gregory? We are going to go to a real quick commercial break. I am still trying to figure out where B went. She's in the mountains, y'all. Her reception. Now, Gregory, do you, by chance, if you've got her cell number, you can shoot that to me, and maybe that'll help a little bit better. Everybody hold still. We'll be right back here at the Metaphysical Edge right here on Greater Good Ministry Radio.
Our program is being brought to you by ShotNet Web Hosting, reliable web hosting for everyone. Feature rich, reliable, and affordable. Create your own site in minutes with ShotNet's easy-to-use site designer. Monthly plans available that fit any budget. Visit shot-net.com. That's shot-net.com.
To go, and
hello.
All right,
so this
well,
is Metaphysical Edge.
I think we're back on air. I'm not quite sure, but
we are on air.
All right. How's everybody doing in the chat room? And we do apologize. We've had a little bit of electric problems going on here, a little misfunction with the mountains. She was so happy and excited about being able to let everybody know where she was located, and we are talking about the wonderful, wonderful Barbara DeDozier right here on the Metaphysical Edge. So I guess what we're going to try to do is carry on, and we're going to open up the phone line to Kathy. We've got Kathy online.
Hi there.
How y'all doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing good. Doing good. What can we do for you today?
I would like to know if I have any blocks.
You wouldn't be human if you didn't have blocks.
Okay.
All right, Gregory, it sounds like a call for you.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that, because one of the things that when Bob and I finally get my new website up, I'll do like little 5-minute assessments to let people know their blocks. One area in which you can have a block is whether or not there's an agreement that's been made either by you or someone else on your behalf. Could be this lifetime. Sometimes it's an ancestor that's made an agreement. And I'm getting yes that there is an agreement that's interfering with your health. And then the next one is, do you have any blocks that are related to belief systems? The answer is yes, that are interfering. What I don't get is that you have blocks in connection with somebody that you're, you know, in connection with, whether it's at work. Now, it may be that they're sending blocking energy, but it's not affecting you.
Right.
And then the next one is whether or not you have blocks that are related to some intelligence outside of you. You know, that can be an entity, it could be an extraterrestrial, it could be a very powerful thought form. The answer is yes. And then the last one is there any energy from any previous lifetime that's interfering with you as well? And the answer to that is yes. So congratulations. Welcome to the human race. Yeah, now the thing is that the work and what I do on the show is help people to experience the removal of the blocks. So do you want me to stop right now and turn you back to Tina so Tina can say, yeah, girl, you've got a bunch of blocks? Or do you want to take a moment to have some of the blocks disconnected?
I would like to have them disconnected so I can move on.
Okay. Well, the first one we mentioned was any contracts or agreements. I'll tell you what, I'll list them. And then what you can do is mentally, you can just mentally say, you know, please remove them.
Okay.
All right. So the first one that I mentioned was contracts or agreement. Now, I don't know if any of the listeners do muscle testing. Do you know what muscle testing is? Have you done that?
I've heard of it, and I think
okay,
I've
all right. Well, then
yeah.
Some people are really experienced with it. So what we'll do is we'll let Tina be our energy muscle tester. So, Tina, I'm aware of the fact that you're able to see these blocks. So what I want you to do is notice if and when they disappear. The first one was contracts, agreements from previous incarnation. Do you see it leaving? Is it gone?
Myself, yes. I felt the shift. Absolutely.
You felt the shift. Okay, good. I'm going to say, boy, that's the slowest Tina's ever been. Normally it's like, how do you say it? Bam!
Well, goodness sakes, I was scanning.
Okay, well, the next one is beliefs that are interfering in some way with her spiritual growth and development. And then mentally she's saying, I release them. Okay, I get that they're gone. The next one is whether or not there are connections. This is a slightly different order. Connections that are interfering, and we got that there were none. Let's see, the next one is whether or not there are any entities or intelligences or thought forms that are interfering with their progress, spiritual progress, health, and wellness. Now, the next point is whether or not they're gone. Now, when they go, what I would want you to say, caller, is just mentally you just say, thank you for whatever lessons that you were here to teach me, and I release you. And when you release them, they're going into the light, which is transporting them into another dimension, so they won't come back and visit you. And then lastly, any energies from a previous lifetime that may have interfered or interfering with your spiritual progress now, any of those blockages from a previous lifetime, which in some teachings they call that karma, then you have to mentally just say, I release that. And I accept insulation of divine healing energy in all my lifetimes, on all planets, you know, in all universes. And so it's done. So, Carly, you still feeling all blocked up?
No.
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 Okay, we're going to have just a little fun with you. All right, the next thing we want to do is what I want you to do mentally is say, I accept fully, mentally, I accept fully and completely soul clearing and healing. Now, what happens then, you get completely integrated with your life purpose, your life contract, you get completely integrated with divine will, and your ability to give and receive divine love becomes raised, increased to 100%.
Yay!
So all that happens. So, boy, I hear a lot of giggling on the call.
5 minutes, yay!
Yeah, so How are you experiencing yourself right now?
I'm happy.
Oh, good. Awesome. All right, so the thing that Tina and I ask is that either on her website or on her Facebook page or on my Facebook page, which
is
Universal.
Okay.
You would just give us a little paragraph which describes what happened for you in this 4 or 5 minutes. This is the instant healing session.
Okay.
And then I have a half hour session that's available as you can imagine, pretty thorough and deep. And we move into a higher level of experience beyond, although for many people it's unimaginable, but a higher level of experience that yields fairly positive results if you can believe what Tina says, which I do. She's a real deal.
Do you think I should take another class?
You're talking to Tina.
Either one.
Right,
well, take another class. Was this a class? Did you just have a class? Is that what this was?
No. I'm just saying I've been thinking a few
questions. Well, what I would say to you is that if you did anything, my counsel would be to consider taking experience as a full universal healer treatment, which is a little bit more than a class gives you content. What the universal healer treatment does is install within you on a permanent basis that kind of wellness, and it allows you to walk other people through the same process that you just went through.
Okay.
Beautiful.
And you'll be able to get it on a website, the Lightgiver website, and download all the steps that I just took you through that you could use as a cheat sheet in working with members of your family. We don't recommend that people try to do classes or workshops around this stuff. But with members of your family, your loved ones, close friends, we hardly encourage you to take people through this step so they, too, can experience the clearing and the uplifting.
Okay. Thank you.
Great.
All right. Dr. Gregory Scott, we're going to go to a real quick commercial break. But first I'd like to say thank you to everybody that called in to talk with Barbara DeDozier today here on Metaphysical Edge on Greater Good Ministry Radio. Thank you so much. And she will be back in her office pretty soon. And everything will work out plumb fine. And everybody hold on. We're going to be right back after this commercial break.
Our program is being brought to you by ShotNet Web Hosting, reliable web hosting for everyone. Feature rich, reliable, and affordable. Create your own site in minutes with ShotNet's easy-to-use site designer. Monthly plans available that fit any budget. Visit shot-net.com. That's shot-net.com.
All right, I think we're back on air again. Do we have Dr.
Yeah,
Greg
we are.
Scott on? All right. Once again, thank you for everybody that tried to call in to talk to Barbara today, and she will be back probably next week at the right at her same time. And we're going to go ahead and open the airwaves. We got area code 315.
Hey, thank you for taking my call, Tina. This is Annette.
Hey, Annette, can you speak up just a little bit, darling?
Hi, honey. Can you hear me better now?
A little bit. How you doing?
Okay. Pretty good. I have a question. The other day, Gregory did a healing on me.
All right.
And I've gone through a recent breakup, as you know. Is it possible that once you go through that somebody that really that comes across as a friend isn't a friend, like it's brought forward?
Through healing, you're asking me through the healing that you went with, through with Gregory, for you to be able to sense and feel as somebody is being dishonest with you, correct?
Right. And, well, I got a text in the middle of the night, mind you. It was 12:30 at night from a woman that had recorded my ex-boyfriend and her on the phone, which totally, it broke us up before, okay? And I don't know who's telling me the truth and who's not, or if they're both lying to me. But anyways, I get a text night before last at 12:30 at night, and she goes, "What's happening?" And I'm thinking, I haven't even heard from her in 2 months, and, you know, I didn't want to accuse her of something that could have been him. But then I got thinking about it, and I'm like, why is she trying to...
Can I stop you real quick? Let me stop you.
Yeah.
Okay, just let me stop you, and I'm not being rude. You know me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not being rude. I'm just going to flat tell you. You know, don't bring this negative energy back into your life. I would ignore it. And I mean it.
Okay.
You've already made great, great jumps and leaps and bounds with your faith and the confidence that has been instilled within yourself. Don't let these people shake you again. You don't want to go back laying that doggone energy anymore, honey.
Right. Well, I
and who
pretty much
the truth, who didn't tell the truth, and who's lying. And here we go again. You got a
mm-hmm.
beautiful clearing. A great clearing.
Mm-hmm.
The Holy Spirit washed you clean. And the one thing I would say to you, and I'm not speaking for Gregory, never could, never would, and never will, but
right.
what are you doing with your intuition? Knock it off. Believe in thyself. You're a child of God.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I thought, and I pretty much told her, I mean... You had another caller that mentioned anger, and I'm having an issue with that, and it spun me right into that anger issue. And I let it all out between her and my ex-boyfriend, and basically I told her to leave me alone. And then finally I went back into Facebook, and she had blocked me from Facebook, which is fine with me. First I blocked her, and then I unblocked her because I wanted to make sure she got my email telling
her
that I... Yeah.
Leave her alone. Leave them alone. Leave yourself
right.
alone. And what I mean by that is quit entertaining negative energy.
Right.
Okay, well, let's do a flip. I'd like to add a little thing here. Whenever you're confronted with, believe it or not, this really works. Whenever you're confronted with something that has that triggering effect, if you can just take a moment, and it's hard to do at the start, is say... from your heart of hearts, in this case, in God's name, I truly bless you, or I truly bless that situation. And believe it or not, as soon as you do that, it will free you from the hold that that situation is trying to put on you, and it will fill you with such personal divinity that you wonder, why am I even paying any attention to that? Believe it or not, let the energy be blessing energy. So you're not reacting to it. You're not trying to go away from it. See, to pull away from something is the same as pulling to it. It's like it has a rubber band. But if you bless it, it frees you of it. And I'm telling that to all your listeners.
Bam.
What do you think, Tana? You haven't heard that one from me before, have you?
Yeah, bam.
So, Justin, right now, because you have three of us, what is it? Where there are three of us gathered together, what I would like for you to do is just put in the front, like you're looking at a picture, of those two people, and then all three of us just will mentally say, and I'll say it out loud, bless that situation, bless that circumstance, bless the caller, and lastly but not least, bless Bob and Tina. And while I'm at it, bless me too. I'll take some of that.
There you go.
Thank you so much.
Okay, you're
keep
great.
Keep your chin up, darling. Keep your chin up.
Just keep blessing. Right. Keep blessing.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. All right, we're going to jump down here. We've only got about 5 minutes left, and I think we're going to try one more caller if you're up to it, Doctor.
That's easy.
All right, let's do it. Area code 770, you're on air.
Hello, Doctor, and Tina. How you doing?
Great.
Doing great.
I want to ask you, I have a lot of... I've been experiencing a mild headache for the last couple of days, and the back of my neck on the right side there's a little sore spot, and my shoulder blades are all tense and sore. Do I need a good massage, or is something else going on?
Tina?
Oh, bless you. Give me your date of birth.
1745.
You know, I've got to tell you something, though. Two things really, I got collided with two. And boy, when it hits, it's fast. All right, take a deep breath, because here it comes. I do feel that you are having something wrong. There's an issue with your sciatic and your nerves. You seem to, you think a lot, and that energy needs to be released. I do think a good physical, a physical would be good for you.
Okay.
I really, truly do. I don't feel you're under attack. I don't feel, I just feel like you think a lot.
Yeah,
you need to breathe and think.
I can't help it.
You can't help it. I know you can't help it. But you're going to have to,
part
learn breathing exercises. Part
of the problem
so,
is.
It's not my muscles. It's not my muscles.
I don't believe so.
Tina, it's not.
You don't believe so?
Hello, Tina?
Yes,
I have
sir.
A comment to make. Part of the issue, she thinks a lot, but the part of the issue is what she is thinking about.
There you
so
go.
Some of what she's thinking about is she's pulling that energy into her nervous system by way of the brain, and it's lodging there.
You bet.
So it's what she's thinking about. What kind of work do you do?
I am a massage therapist, and I do mystery shopping on the side.
Okay, well, with regards to your massage therapy, you are a great massage therapist. And the reason why you're great is because you're draining that stuff off of the people you're working with. And they feel so much better when they leave, right?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes they fall asleep, yes.
And you feel a little stuff after they leave. You know why they feel good? Because they're leaving it with you and on you. Now, what I want you to do.
I have to protect myself with wearing stones and
that's
colors.
Not doing it, honey, because you heal from the heart. And with all due respect to the candles and the oils and all that stuff, when you heal from the heart, all that stuff becomes a part of your energy system.
I've been thinking about getting out of it. Maybe it might be a good thing for me to just let it go.
Well, that's a Tina question. I don't work that part of the future. So we're a great team. Now look, while you're on the call, can I just give you a little energy support here?
Sure, I would love it. Yes.
Okay, because see, not only are you taking the dirty energy off the people, but if they have any entities, if they have any extraterrestrials, they all are living with you.
Yes,
so
I understand
just,
that. That's very true.
Yeah, running very quickly through it. The first thing is any contracts or agreements. I'll just say it. We're declaring that they're clear. If there are any beliefs that are interfering with you, we're declaring that they're clear. If there are any entities, thought forms from others, we're declaring they're clear. All of the. I hope you're sitting down.
Please I'm not. I'm standing.
Sit down. Sit.
I'm sitting now.
Okay, good. All of the entities, all of the elementals, and there are a few demons. All the demons that are now inhabiting your system, they're trying to lodge themselves in your medulla oblongata, which is the most your true spiritual center. We now are banishing them all, banish them all into another dimension. And then lastly, we're asking that any and all illnesses, et cetera, from previous incarnation, we're telling them they need to leave you, the energy needs to leave you, and you need to be filled with divine, holy light. Now, how are you experiencing yourself right now? We only have about a minute. What are you noticing?
Right.
Is your neck still hurting you?
It's not a hurt. It's just a tension. It's not
a
hurting.
Tension.
It's just tension in the shoulder blades and the back of the neck on the right side and the lower back. Well, I know I have a curvature spine. I have scoliosis. And all
that would definitely do it as well. And some of it is physical. Now, what I want you to do, if you will, is get on either Tina's Facebook page or my Facebook page as Universal Healer, and I will send you a free copy. And by the way, anybody who gets on with the little statement of what they experienced, whether it was good or bad or not, I will send you a free copy of my book. Have a whole chapter in there for people like yourself who are massage therapists and light workers, and it talks about different techniques to use so that you'll be able to continue your practice at the same time be free of all that stuff.
Oh, cool. That universal what?
Universal Healer on
Facebook.
Universal Healer.
Healer. Okay.
Healer.
Go to that site and
and just write a little paragraph. Even if all you say is, please send me my free book, I don't care. But I need that just so I can send it to you.
Okay.
Okay, I'm done.
Thank you.
Tina, I'm done.
And what's a sciatic nerve?
Thank you so much.
You can Google it. You can Google sciatica. Your scoliosis aggravates it. So you can Google that and find it.
All right.
Tina, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you to Dr. Gregory Scott for jumping in today. And thank you to Reverend B for being able to come on the show today. She did her best. We had bad connection. She's up in the Colorado area. But I am almost positive. Well, I am positive. She is going to be back next week right here on the Metaphysical Edge. Blessings to everybody out there. Please come visit Greater Good Ministry Radio, and check out all the different hosts, beautiful hosts that we've got over here. And thank you so much again to our beautiful host, Barbara DeDozier, that brought us all together. We've got a lovely, lovely spiritual family over here. Love and light to everybody out there. Bye-bye.